In Afghanistan, at least 20 people have been killed in a missile attack by the Taliban militia on the village of Bagram, north of Kabul. All the dead were civilians. The attack coincided with a new effort by opposition forces to dislodge the Taliban from a mountain pass just outside Kabul. Monica Whitlock filed this report for the BBC.
The rockets hit Bagram village just after lunchtime, slicing through mud brick houses. On Tuesday, families screaming with anguish were still burying their dead. Many were children, others refugees, who'd already fled fighting elsewhere. 8 people with grave injuries have beds at the local hospital. It's likely far more are staying with friends. It was one of the most lethal attacks by the Taliban since they retreated from Bagram last month. But it wasn't an air raid. The rockets, each 2.5 meters long, came hurtling from the far side of the mountains, which divide Bagram from Kabul. The target was probably meant to be Bagram Air Base, next to the village, one of the opposition's most valuable prizes. The day before the attack, opposition fighters used the base to launch helicopter gunships, which bombed Taliban positions at the front line, a mountain pass just outside Kabul. Tanks and troops also moved towards the pass, and shelling lasted for 2 days. Eyewitnesses say the sky was filled with smoke as artillery pounded down from both the Taliban and the opposition. By Tuesday, all was quiet, and neither side had gained ground. It's a pattern often repeated in this war, short, fierce attacks followed by stalemate. Local doctors say there are some military casualties, but most of those suffering are civilians.
The BBC's Monica Whitlock reporting from Afghanistan.